There's always an objective, always a target.
The objectives and targets always came from us. Who's giving them to him now?
Scary version?
He is.
Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Welcome back to another edition of Open Mic. Ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you aboard. I'm Dr. John McGinnis. Going to have a couple visits to the Wayback Book today. Got a quartet plus an add-on stumper. I guess that would be five in all, including a bumper stumper. Ooh, can't wait to get to that. Got the microphone queued up for you at 814-946-0435. And second half of today's show will be a mini version of Winners and Weasel of the Week because I won't be here on Friday and there's some weasels I got to bring to your attention. So we're going to get to that. But right now, he's back.
Lord knows I am peaceful when I'm left alone. I've always been an eagle. It's been a while since I have flown.
The eagle has landed.
Indeed he has. Dan Truitt from down in Chester County. How you doing this morning, Dan?
I'm doing okay. How about you, Dr. John?
I've had better weeks, I got to tell you. Got a missing roof, got a broken fence, got a sick dog, and if I just had a girlfriend who was leaving me, I'd have the lyrics for a country western song, but I don't even have that. Happy you're here, and we've got lots to talk about. So little time, Lieutenant Dan, but... let's get right to one of our U.S. senators, John Fetterman, is under attack. The knives are out. Story over the weekend that he's not listening to doctors and he's not listening to friends and he needs to resign, said Jonathan Lass, a supporter of the senator. He was the first person to suggest John Fetterman could run for president, but now he thinks he needs to resign. And he called the revelations in this piece career-ending. What do you make of this attack on Senator Fetterman?
I don't know. I'm a little suspicious.
Just a little.
I'm always suspicious of people who, you know, they work for somebody or they're in an administration and then they get out and then all of a sudden there's problems. As long as they're collecting a paycheck, everything is fine. But as soon as they're not collecting a paycheck anymore – from the people that they go after, then it's okay. Now he's got a problem.
And by the way, to that point, just to be specific here, it's the source of all these allegations are his former chief of staff who said he was fine to run for U.S. Senator after he had a stroke that was very impairing and said he'll do just fine in January when, in fact, he had to be committed to a hospital for 6 weeks for treated admission. And the guy said at that time, well, that shows his courage. That shows his fortitude. That shows he's the guy for us. Now, what has changed?
And this former chief of staff has left that position over a year ago.
Yeah.
So what information does he have about, you know, Fetterman's current condition? All of his data is a year old.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether we like Fetterman's politics or not, you got to admit, if you look back to 2 years ago and where he is now, he's made a pretty remarkable recovery. He still needs a little bit of help with, you know, language processing and so forth, but he's in much better shape than he was 2 years ago. I wouldn't have predicted he would come back this fast to, you know, being able to have a conversation with people and so forth. He was a real mess. I mean, everybody saw that in that debate with
Mehmet Oz. Yeah.
I mean, it was just... it was like, wow. I mean, so again, whether you like his politics or not, he seems to be in much better shape physical health-wise. Mental health-wise, how would this guy know after being out of that office for a year? I'm suspicious. I think they want to put, you know, they want to be able to push him out so that Shapiro can appoint someone else that is more in favor right now.
Yeah, there you go. There's the bottom line to this, right? Fetterman has shown some mental independence from Democratic ideology. he has said, you know, I'm going to try to work with the president. I represent all the people of Pennsylvania, not just Democrats. I'm going to try to bring, you know, and by the way, he's standing up for Israel. That's a no-no these days for the Democratic Party. You can't be standing up for Israel. You can't even get on the national ticket if you're Jewish, apparently. I guess that will change in 4 years. We hope it'll change because I don't like discrimination or bias of any of that sort, but I mean, Fetterman actually is showing some reason and not being ideological, and that's the problem, I think, don't you?
Yep. Oh, yeah. And they don't like it. And also, you got to think, when he was impaired, that meant that somebody else was really in control. And those people, whoever they were, don't like losing the control as he becomes, I like the way, what was that term that you used? Something independent.
Yeah. Mentally independent. He's thinking for himself.
Yeah. And so they don't like that. They could control him when he was impaired. Now they can't, and they don't like where he's going. So he's got to go.
Yeah. All right. On the other
That's
side.
What they think. Not me. I'm okay. saying them.
Okay. Yeah. On the other side of the aisle, the knives are out for Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. They keep bringing up this this signal communication. I don't even understand this platform or what it's about and how it breaches national security. But the guy's only been on the jobs for 2 months. I mean, doesn't he get a little bit of allowance to clean up the communication security, or is he supposed to know that from day one?
Yeah, well, and the previous administration used Signal, which I think is a mistake. None of them should be using any kind of a third-party social media app for communications. They give them all government phones, for crying out loud. I'm sure that they had a better means of communicating. I just don't understand why anybody would have been using that app. I think you had a caller that called in and gave us some pretty good reasons why they use these apps. But it just seems like a bad idea to me. And so you can't hold that against Hegseth. I mean, and he's not the one that added people to the thread that shouldn't have been on the thread. So that's not on him. I mean, it's a little bit, there's some signs that, you know, you could tell he's not a long-term polished, you know, high-level politician. And you and I talked about the fact that, you know, he's probably a little out of his range, like anyone would be, managing a $900 billion business. So you got to expect some bumps. But the press has been interesting that Fox News says anyway that he's been getting 100% negative coverage, that they never cover any of the good things that he's doing. They're only covering the mistakes that he makes.
Well, that's a fact. And again, I think it boils down to ideology. You know, he doesn't want transgenders in the military. He doesn't want different standards for men and women when it comes to combat roles. These are, I think, sound ideas, but that doesn't go along with the secular narrative of these days and the Democratic and left-wing ideology. So he's in their target area. And frankly, I think they want another scalp beside Matt Gaetz. I mean, that was too easy. You know, they want to embarrass President Trump, and you get him embarrassed by attacking his appointees. And, of course, Matt Gaetz is too easy. The timing of that House report on his misbehaviors. And so he promptly withdrew his nomination, and somebody else took his place. I don't even know. Don't remember who. But they haven't had a scalp since. So Michael Walls might have been a scalp, except he got moved to ambassador to the United Nations. So that's kind of a miss there.
Matt Gaetz was replaced by Pam Bondi, I think was a huge.
Yeah, that's right. Attorney General. She should have been the first pick anyway, right?
Yes.
Actually, anybody could have been ahead of Matt Gaetz. Wrong person, clearly. But I think Trump owed him some favor and put his name up, and they quickly got the smackdown. Hey, just before we were on the air, there was a news report about today the Real ID kicks in. And I've got to ask you about this, because the law was passed 20 years ago as a necessary measure for national security, okay? Right. And it has not been implemented for 20 years. So why can't we just drop it? And even the Homeland Security lady today says, hey, if you don't have your ID, well, don't worry. We'll have a way to accommodate you. You can all fly. Okay. So why can't government ever admit, you know, we didn't need to do that. It was a mistake. Let's stop the nonsense. Instead, they're going ahead with it.
I don't understand it. No one can explain to me what the purpose of it is. You pay a fee and provide some information, and they give you they put a little star in your driver's license. It's right. Like, but what changed that makes us more safe than it was before? Now, I personally have a passport because I travel so much. And I have one of those little passport cards that you can get with your passport. It's the same size as a driver's license, and that works. So I'm not getting a real ID. Unless somebody can tell me why it's a good thing. It's just, I should be fitted for a tinfoil hat today, but I'm just suspicious of the government putting so much pressure on people to get these things when there's no good explanation for what they do.
I don't see any safety improvement. I mean, if there's a terrorist, they can get their real IDs. they get residency or citizenship, and they can even get passports. So none of this is making us secure and safe. It's just a way for government to collect more information. And they got these facial recognition cameras set up at the airports, and now they're taking that. I'm still furious about that. They got my picture before I saw the sign that said it's voluntary. Well, if the sign's way to the left, and the guy saying hold still while I take your picture, I'm listening to the guy in front of me instead of trying to find out what my Fourth Amendment rights are at this point. Crazy. I mean, again, the government is doing nothing except surveilling us and for no benefit for us personally, in my estimation here.
I 100% agree. And then again, like I said, it's another opportunity to get a fee. I was bent out of shape. Recently, I discovered that now in Pennsylvania, if you own a business, you have to file a business report, they call it. And it's this stupid little form that you have to file, and you have to pay an $11 fee. It's like, I think they have all the information that's on this stupid form. I don't understand why I have to do this and pay a fee for being inconvenienced and having to do it.
And you'll get a certificate of good standing when this is satisfactorily done. And you need that certificate of good standing for other interactions with the government. It's crazy. Even the nonprofits have to do this. Got several topics to talk about when we come back from the break, Dan. But now your favorite part of the show, challenge your knowledge and everybody else's. By the way, the Smartest Audience on Talk Radio, we had a perfect week so far. So help them out here, Smartest Audience on Talk Radio. We're going to have three stumpers before the break. One of them's an add-on, and then a bumper stumper when we come back. So that's like five chances here in total.
Okay.
But, and one of these, two of these are probably not to your liking, but you better get the other one right. You better get the other one right, all right? So today's May 7th. Back in 1959, on May the 7th, 93,000 fans turned out for an exhibition baseball game between the New York Stinkin' Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers in the Coliseum in Los Angeles. 93,000 fans turned out for an exhibition game. Why the excitement? Why such a crowd for an exhibition game? May 7, 1959. And folks, it has an add-on, so you can win the Approbation, Admiration, Adulation, Smartest Audience on Talk Radio, and get a second measure as well. I'm guessing you don't know. Is that true?
I don't know. It's got to have to do with somebody that was playing on one of those two teams.
Well, you're close. You're close. Actually, it had to do with somebody not playing on one of those teams. So, that you got to narrow down to a particular player. Very good. Stumper number two. Henry George Liddell was an eminent and world-famous 19th century polymath. You know what that is, a polymath, right? The guy knows lots of things about lots of things. He was the vice chancellor of Oxford, the dean of Christ Church, author of A History of Rome, and a Greek-English lexicon, which is still used to this day. This guy was very famous. But today, Dan, his daughter is much more famous. This 19th century genius, his daughter is much more famous today. What was her name? And I just need her first name. That's all. What was her first name? Any guess?
Polly.
Not Polly, but yeah, middle name Math. Polly Math. All right. Here's the stumper that I'm hoping you will get, Mr. Science. What object is literally full of holes, yet still can hold water without leaking? What object is literally full of holes, but can still hold water without leaking?
Oh, man. I think I might be able to get that by the end of the break.
Okay. You think about it, and it's not a Mona Lisa Vita stumper. This is literally true. An object full of holes can hold water without leaking. So you be thinking about that. And I got a bumper stumper when we come back. Real quickly, I'll get somebody in here might know something or other. Hold on there, Dan. Welcome to Open Mic. First name, please.
Sam,
what's the answer to the attraction of May 7, 1959 for 93,000 baseball fans?
It was for Roy Campanella.
Roy Campanellaite played for the Brooklyn Dodgers, and they moved, I think, in 59 to L.A. But in 1958, Roy Campanella was paralyzed in an automobile accident and never could play baseball again, never could walk again. But the great Roy Campanella in the Baseball's Hall of Fame, Italian father, African-American mother. So he was one of those people that followed in Jackie Robinson's footsteps. But great guy, great American. Now, here's the add-on, Sam. See if you can really impress Dan, because the winning pitcher in that game for the Dodgers, it was a 6-2 win, was a youngster with control problems. But the Dodgers thought he had a future. Do you know the name of that pitcher? A youngster with control problems, but the Dodgers thought he had a future.
Juan Marichal.
Not Juan Marichal. He would have been a Giant, but you're thinking correctly. I'll give you one more guess real quick.
I don't have another one for that.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Yeah. Good job. Anything else?
Yesterday I had two answers, but people beat me to it.
Okay. Well, you got one today. You get the approbation and admiration, so it's a good day right now. Thank you, Sam. By the way, I'm going to give the answer to the add-on. It's Sandy Koufax, folks. Sandy Koufax, the Khufu the killer. Dan, I'm going to put you on hold, folks. We're going to go to a break. We come back, I got a bumper stumper to throw at you.
This is John Eichelberger from Complete Insurance Services in Altoona. The insurance industry is experiencing a lot of change. Premiums are increasing, and many companies are more restrictive in what they'll insure. It's more important than ever to have an independent agent with multiple companies who can find the right market at the right price for your insurance needs. Whether it's personal or business coverage, Complete Insurance Services can help. Call us at 940-1733. That's 940-1733.
I'm back to doing what I love and more. Thanks to the Goodfeet Store.
I love shoes. You find them in the store, you know, they like call you, but they hurt. The best ones hurt the worst. And you're walking around going, I don't want anyone to know that I'm not happy. Stuck in the arch supports, and I felt so much better. I'm pain-free. I'd say Goodfeet helped with all of my great shoes. They turned out to be something that actually works for me. Now with Goodfeet, I don't have to choose between looking good and feeling good. My name is Ava, and that's my Goodfeet story.
Bring in your favorite shoes to the Goodfeet store and we'll personally fit you to ensure your comfort. Visit the new store in Logan Town Center across from Barnes & Noble. Book your free fitting at Goodfeet.com.
Thanks to the Goodfeet store.
The Goodfeet system fits in all your shoes. And ladies, you can now be comfortable in your favorite high heels. The Goodfeet Store.
Wendy Bell, weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
All right, Mr. Dan, what is this music playing as our bumper today?
Oh, I just heard it at church on Easter Sunday, and I was thinking.
Well, it's sometimes called. I want to know the full name. It's a segment of a very famous symphony. But you don't know. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know. But I thought it was interesting that they played at church on Easter Sunday, and yet it's in the movie Die Hard, which is a Christmas movie. But no, I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question.
Well, that's still up for debate whether it's a Christmas movie or not. But
Ode to Joy.
Ode to Joy is the segment, but what is the symphony? It made its world premiere on this date in 1824, 201 years ago. So, it's a great piece of music and was featured in Die Hard, as were some other Christmas tunes. But I guess this is more of an Easter tune. But what's the name of the symphony, ladies and gentlemen? See if you can help Dan out there. We got two of the stumpers done, but Henry George Liddell, eminent world-famous 19th-century polymath, including Vice Chancellor of Oxford, Dean of Christ Church, author of two famous books, including a Greek-English dictionary still in use today, but his daughter's more famous. What's her first name? What's this daughter's first name, Henry George Liddell? And now Dan promised he'd get the answer to this one. What object is literally full of holes, yet can still hold water without leaking?
I feel like I heard this one, or I knew this one at one time. I can't remember what it is, but I'm thinking, so I'm going to go with way back in the 80s when Dunkin' Donuts came out with these round things that we all eat now. They get different names. They called them donut holes, and they put them in a glass jar. So a jar full of donut holes. That's my answer. Still hold water.
Well, that would be a good Mona Lisa Vito. No, no. He thought this true too. All right, let me get a caller in here. Well, welcome to Open Mic. First name?
Beverly.
Beverly, you're gonna help Dan out here, right?
Well, I think I have an answer to the symphony. Is it Philandia?
Not Philandia. Who's the composer of Philandia, by the way? It could be. I was thinking of Stravinsky, but anyway, it's not Philandia. But good try. Anything else today, Beverly?
Nope, that's it.
All right, you're making Dan feel better now. So that's
the smartest audience can't get these.
Well,
I certainly can't.
Well, I'm challenged each night to come up with stumpers for the smartest audience. So and last week they didn't do so well. I mentioned that a few times, but this week so far perfect. So keep it going, folks. I gave you the one, but we'll get these right. An object literally full of holes that still can hold water without leaking. And the more famous daughter of Henry George Liddell, a 19th century genius of sorts and world famous academic. All right, what else I got going here? I was going to ask you too about this issue. Donald Trump. One of the questions I had, Dan, is he deranged or crazy? I don't know. I go between one and the other each day, but he's threatening to take away the tax exemption of certain universities. What do you think about that?
I like this idea, and some people are saying, oh, you can't do that because then it's a slippery slope because then they'll want to take away the tax-exempt status for churches. And I've believed for some time that they should take the tax-exempt status away from everybody, absolutely everybody. Nobody should be exempt from income taxes. If you're a nonprofit, that means you're supposed to be doing some kind of good for the for the community. Well, let's say you're a hospital, right? If they take in $100 million and they only spend $99 million, well, they should have spent that last $1 million for some public good. Why are they piling up money? Why are these universities piling up money? And all these quote-unquote nonprofits piling up money. At some point, you got to say, hey, that's enough. You put enough money in the bank, you got to start paying taxes on that. So that would encourage nonprofits to actually spend all the money that they take in on the cause that they're supposedly supported. I think the nonprofit concept is bad for it's not good. It encourages quote unquote nonprofit organizations to not fully fulfill their stated purpose.
See, I go at this from a different angle. I look at a nonprofit. They have a property and they have things that are protected by the police. They're protected by the firefighters. They're protected by national defense. They're protected by things taxpayers have to pay money for. So why shouldn't they pay too? I mean, it's just, that commandment that says thou shalt not steal, why are they getting off scot-free for all these public services when they're benefiting from these public services? So I'm for a blanket elimination of tax-exempt status for people who are receiving services from government. But that's me. You remember Hayek's dedication in the Road to Serfdom? Do you remember what that was? To the socialists of all parties, and I'm standing against the socialists of the Republican, the Democrats, the Greens, whoever, and even the libertarians pick up a socialist now and then, if you know who I'm talking about. Let me go to the phones, Dan. Welcome to Open Mic. First name?
Kathy.
Okay, you're going to knock these out of the ballpark, right? So what was the symphony we're looking for?
No, that I don't know.
Oh, okay. How about the famous first name of the daughter of Henry George Liddell?
Alice.
Yes. She was the inspiration and the dedicatee of Charles Dodgson's, better known as Lewis Carroll's, Alice in Wonderland. So good job there, Kathy. Once again, the approbation, admiration, adulation, smarter songs, all talk radio. And do you know the object that is literally full of holes, yet can still hold water without leaking? Say that again.
Sponge.
Yes. The holes are called ostia, but that's what a sponge is. It's a bunch of holes in absorbent material that doesn't let go of the water that comes in. The holes are one-way direction. Very good. You see how it's done, Dan?
Yeah.
Why am I interviewing you each week? We should have Kathy here.
I don't know. I call in every week for you to remind me of all the things I don't know.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, we're doing well. All we have left is the bumper stumper, that famous symphony, which features the Ode to Joy. So that's going to be pretty easy for somebody to pick up in the second half of the show. Kathy, I got to let you go right now. You're welcome to call back in the second half if you got some winners and weasels to talk about. Dan, I'm going to have to let you go, and you're not going to be here next week. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually have to work next week, so
tough.
I'll talk to you the week after that.
All right. That sounds good. Dan Truitt, appreciate you being here, sir. See you in a couple weeks.
Everybody have a great week.
There you go. There's our man, Dan, former state representative, I might point out. Really nice guy, really good guy. Really smart guy, and owns his own engineering firm. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have a mini version in the second half of this show of Winners and Weasels Friday. It's not Friday, but I won't be here Friday, and I got a couple winners, but more on the weasel side than I want to focus when we come back. And we're going to get an answer to this bumper stumper, too. You're at Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. 133 Catholic cardinals attended a mass and grabbed lunch before they're locked in the Vatican to choose a successor to Pope Francis.
Among the standouts, Pietro Parolin, the Vatican's Secretary of State, and Francis's number two, Cardinal Pete Zavala, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, notable for his diplomacy in the war between Israel and Hamas, and Cardinal Tagle of the Philippines, dubbed the Asian Pope Francis.
That's Fox's Lauren Green. When a new pope has been chosen, the Sistine Chapel chimney will blow out white smoke. India and Pakistan at risk of an all-out war as the two nuclear powers trade cross-border fire.
In a briefing to reporters, Indian officials say 9 targets were hit in Pakistan and on the Pakistani side of the disputed Kashmir region. Now, the dispute over Kashmir dates back to 1947.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. America's listening to Fox News.
My name is John Sisto, and I'm a lawyer. I am not a politician, nor do I want to be. 95% of the cases a Blair County judge will hear each week involve criminal and family law matters. I am the only candidate in the last 2 decades to handle those cases in Blair County courtrooms. I am not running for a robe and a title. I'm running because I know my knowledge and experience can make a difference on day one to my home county court. Relevant experience. The experience you get at 423 Allegheny Street in Hollidaysburg is what matters. That's why I am asking for your vote for Blair County Judge on May 20th. Justice isn't just about law, it's about people. As your judge, I promise to uphold fairness and integrity in every decision I make, and I am courtroom ready to serve as your next judge. I am John Sisto, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of John Sisto for Judge.
Are you looking for a trustworthy financial partner to help you with your banking needs? Look no further than ARC Federal Credit Union. Our diverse membership options, which include dozens of local employers and organizations, make it easier than ever to qualify for an account. From your child's first savings and checking account to your first car to getting a better rate on your home loan or credit card, we've got you covered. With 2 branches, online banking, mobile deposit, and textable phone numbers, banking with us is more convenient than ever. Our positive impact in the community has earned us the title of hometown favorite for 4 years. Find us online at arcfcu.org or stop by one of our convenient locations today. ARC Federal Credit Union at 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walt Disney shares are up more than 6%. Its earnings and revenue topped Wall Street expectations. It picked up more subscribers for its streaming services, and it was making more from its U.S. theme parks. Disney also is reporting lower theme park attendance at its international locations, higher costs at Shanghai Disney Resort and Hong Kong Disneyland. Uber technology shares are lower. Even though its earnings were upbeat, it was bringing in less than expected. Revenue was disappointing. Sales of electric vehicles in the U.S. declined by around 5% last month. Research firm Motor Intelligence says the declines are across most brands. Stock futures are gaining with optimism about the trade situation on news that U.S. officials will meet with Chinese representatives in Switzerland this weekend. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
The following heartwarming yet informative scene is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Son, your grandpa and I used to work on this car together, and when I'm gone, I want you to have it.
Wow. Thanks, Dad.
Doesn't count. What you need is a will. Luckily, Trust and Will makes it easy. Designed by attorneys, but customized by you, you can easily create a state-specific, legally valid document that actually counts. Now, let's let the engine do the talking, am I right? Start your will at trustandwill.com. Use offer code COUNT for 20% off and make it count. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. For details, see trustandwill.com.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today, cloudy this morning, then times of clouds and sun this afternoon, high 70. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 49. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon. We'll see a high of 70. Friday, a thick cloud cover and cooler with a couple of showers and a high of 63. Saturday, warmer with plenty of sun. A beautiful start to the weekend with a high of 69. Sunday, sunny and pleasant with a high of 73. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Jillian Ford.
Altoona's only local talk station. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
We have a winner. listener Michelle identified this as Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. It's the Ode to Joy segment. Symphony runs about an hour, I think, but this was his final symphony, made its world debut on May 7th, 1824 in Vienna. That's not a surprise. That's not a surprise. Also, in the Wayback Book, the Lusitania was sunk. And I've never figured this out. It was May 7, 1915, that 100 Americans were among the 1,200 who died, but we didn't get involved in the war for two more years. Why did we ever get involved in that war? It was pointless. Getting involved in Europe wars is a mistake, because World War I brought about World War II. And America's involvement did a lot to bring about World War II. Sorry, that's just the way history played out. And let's get the heck out of Ukraine and stop signing mineral deals with them. Just stop sending them money. We're not going to get any return for that. It's a European matter. And on May 7, 1945, speaking of World War II, the Germans signed the surrender papers that were to go into effect the next day, May 8th, which would be VE Day, but the surrender was actually signed on this date back in 1945. All right, let's see here. What else I got going? Got the Stumpers, I think, all cleaned up now. Very good, very good. Smartest audience on their A game this week for sure. Got to do some winners and weasels, but before we get to those, couple of announcements. Want to give a shout-out today to Keith Cron. He's an engineer at the Altoona Fire Department. If you see firefighter Keith Cron today, folks, give him a big thumbs up and a thank you. He's part of our Hats Off to Heroes appreciation, which is brought to you by Birchfield Towing, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, 33 on Mac Bar and Grill, and Brett Cogan Electrical. Thanks to those sponsors for giving us a chance to say thanks to the first responders who put their lives on the line. Today, firefighter Keith Cron. Saturday, Doug will have on Dr. Gabe Merkin from noon, but the interview is actually taking place on Friday from 1:30 to 2:15. So if you'd like to talk to Dr. Merkin live, call the WRTA number, 814-946-0435, between 1:30 and 2:15 on Friday, and you can listen to yourself talk to Dr. Merkin on Saturday. Okay, and let's see, what else we got? I'll let that go. Let's get right to our weasels.
Papa goes the weasel, the weasel. Papa goes the weasel, the weasel. Papa goes the weasel, the weasel. Papa goes the weasel, the weasel.
Speaking of Doug Herendeen, he sent me a weasel nomination, and this is certainly a weasel. The Smithsonian, let me put it this way, a security guard at the Smithsonian Institution, easy for you to say, he caught a tour guide recently carrying a small American flag as a way to direct his group, which was he was giving a tour to. And the security guard said, you better put that away, that American flag, better put it away because it's potentially offensive. Are you kidding me, folks? No, that actually happened. The Smithsonian directors apologized, but it still leaves me with the question, why would a guard at the preeminent Museum of American History? And that's, by the way, that's where the Star Spangled Banner, the flag that flew over Fort McHenry during the famous battle, that's where it resides. Why would a security guard at the Museum of American History think that it's offensive to be carrying around an American flag? They need to get their act together at the Smithsonian. I appreciate the apology, but come on. When you hire a security guard, you should point out this is an American museum and the American flag is to be respected and honored. And if you can't do that, we don't need you. Now, second weasel, this one should fry all of us. Well, since I get taxed by the authorities here in Altoona, it fries me. But if you're an Altoona resident, this should really fry you. Article in yesterday's Altoona Mirror that the new city manager, I believe his name is Mr. McGuire, he's getting paid $150,000. $150,000, city manager, all right? But he proposes that we hire a consultant to monitor the city's comprehensive plan's implementation. Now, think about that, folks. We have a full-time mayor who's being paid a full-time salary. We have an elected city council. Somehow they put together a comprehensive plan because what you want to do with your lives and your property, well, that doesn't concern them. They're not interested in protecting your right to liberty and property. They want to give a direction to all of us. So they come up with a comprehensive plan. And now the city manager wants to hire a consultant, who knows how much this is going to cost, to see that the comprehensive plan is being implemented. But folks, what are we paying the city manager for? What are we electing people to city council for? Why is the mayor getting a full-time salary if they can't do this? Are you kidding me? I guess the new city manager isn't impressed either with the mayor or himself or city council. And apparently he thinks city residents still have some money left in their pockets that the city hasn't swallowed up. So let's hire a consultant. This is the quintessential bureaucrat, folks. He's given an expensive job, a high-paying job, and he wants to pay somebody else at taxpayers' expense to do it for him. That's a weasel. I'm sorry. And I got another weasel nomination here. How about Greg Gutfeld? Did you watch the Gutfeld show last night? That was my favorite TV show. But it has its moments of ugliness, poor language, body references. And okay, I can take those in small doses, spread out. I wish they didn't. I wish they didn't happen, but okay. But last night's show was, it descended into total raunchiness. It was ugly for 10 straight minutes, and it was offensive. And I don't get it, because Greg Gutfeld is smarter than that, and he should have better values than that. And the other people on the, well, not Kennedy. That lady calls herself Kennedy. She's not clean. That's a fact. And Jamie Lissau isn't either. And Tyrus isn't either. But at least Paul Moreau had some circumspection last night. But, boy, again, it's just, I want to keep watching the show. But if this type of behavior continues, they're just going to be a weasel that I won't watch anymore like the other weasels. And how about, is there a weasel in this story? Did you see the governor's mansion is getting an anti-climb fence? So that's a fence that you're not supposed to be able to break through or climb over. What an idea of how to keep people out. You build a barrier that is impassable. I wonder how many of these people in favor of the anti-climb fence at the governor's mansion, I wonder how many of them were opposed to the barrier at our southern border to keep illegal aliens from invading our country. Wonder how many. I would bet nearly every Democrat in Harrisburg is all in favor of this anti-climb fence, and I'll bet every one of them is against the wall on our southern border. Pretty much, and probably is on record as against, and certainly the ones from Philadelphia who claim that's a sanctuary city. If you illegal aliens get to Philadelphia, you're welcome. You know, no, I don't think so. So there's some weasels to start things off. Welcome to Open Mike. First name, please.
Kathy.
Kathy, you got any winners or weasels for us or something else?
Well, when the Eagle was on, he got me to thinking about things that are kind of useless in government.
Yes.
And saying Al Toonen, when I had a business that you have to, every year you had to buy a mercantile license, that piece of paper.
Okay.
It wasn't included in your mercantile tax. You had to buy that separately. And it's just a piece of paper.
Yeah. So to say that you have permission to exercise your God-given rights to engage in commercial activity, right? This is the offensive part to me. But go ahead.
Yeah. I just lost it 1 year. It went from $10 to $30. Now, I don't know what it costs now. But I actually went in to pay it in person, to protest and just tell them what I thought. Because I said, I can't do that arbitrarily. I can't just raise a price $20
right.
for no reason. And that was one of those small things that just bothered me. Whenever he was talking about the license thing.
Yeah, but that's how government operates. It's small to you, right? $20. But they can do that to 1,000 people and 1,000 businesses. So, you know, they're spreading the pain around for their own benefit. And again, I think they've missed direction here. They have missed their calling. In government, you're supposed to secure the liberty of people, not charge them for it. that's the offense.
Yeah. Like I say, it was one of those things that it didn't make any difference what I said, but
right. Oh, yeah.
I had to say it anyway.
You can't fight City Hall, as the old saying goes, and that's sometimes they even fight back, as one businessman I know found out, and it gets pretty nasty. But again, you got to call them out on it anyway. I'm glad you did back when, and again, it keeps going on, but we got to call these people out. We got to get city council people who are going to say, stop this. Stop it. I don't know when that's going to happen, but...
Probably never. I'm waiting to see what happens with the transportation center downtown.
Oh, we'll see.
Now that they have this new...
Whatever. Yeah.
I want to see how they're going to improve parking down there. Yeah. I'm going to withhold judgment on that until I see what they do.
We'll deputize you as the reporter on this case for our open mic. Okay, thanks, Kathy. Hey, I got to get to a quick break, and we'll be right back. Get your winners and weasels nominations in 814-946-0435.
This is John Eichelberger from Complete Insurance Services in Altoona. The insurance industry is experiencing a lot of change. Premiums are increasing, and many companies are more restrictive in what they'll insure. It's more important than ever to have an independent agent with multiple companies who can find the right market at the right price for your insurance needs. Whether it's personal or business coverage, Complete Insurance Services can help. Call us at 940-1733. That's 940-1733.
Elect Mike Roach, Blair County Judge. Mike has been a courtroom lawyer for over 30 years. He is a constitutional conservative who believes judges should respect the law as written, not make law from the bench. As a local Republican leader, Mike helped elect President Trump, Senator McCormick, and Republican Attorney General Dave Sunday. We can trust him as our next Blair County judge. Mike Roach for Judge, a real conservative, the right choice.
Paid for by the Roach for Judge Committee.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Getting out of Blair County? Take us with you on the Lightner Radio app. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Glenn Miller's Orchestra in Chattanooga Choo Choo recorded this date, 1941. Of course, he would die in the impending war that followed. Got Winners and Weasels. Just got a nomination about apparently some group announced that the photo of the year in 2024 was one of Biden. Are you kidding? How is the photo of the year not Donald Trump shot and standing and saying, fight, fight, fight? How can that not be the photo of the year, if not the decade, if not this century? That's the photo. Hey, welcome to Open Mic. First name, please.
It's Sam again.
Sam, what do you got for us?
I got Chuck Schumer, Weasel.
Chuck Schumer, yeah. Because?
He was complaining that Trump's approval rating was low for his first 100 days, and somebody pointed out that his was only 17%, and of course his answer was, polls come and go.
I think I saw that, but that is funny. Yeah. The polls show that Trump is doing terrible. Well, you're doing worse. Well, there, it don't matter. I like it, Sam. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Hey, welcome to Open Mic. First name?
Brian.
Brian, what do you have? Winners or weasels? Winners and weasels, yes. Go ahead.
Weasels. The state legislature.
Okay.
They want to sit there and say that marijuana is so great, we should legalize it and tax it.
Yeah.
Well, when Fast Eddie Rendell was in, gambling had to take place because we're going to get rid of all your property tax.
Yeah.
Well, I'm paying more than I did before, and all my money goes to Philly. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it is interesting, the very short memories of government, whether it's about this real ID, which we've needed for 20 years to keep America safe, but it's still not effective, and gambling.
Can't show an ID to vote.
Yep. It's amazing. Hey, thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Oh, boy. Yeah, there are just so many weasels. By the way, here's a weasel. Did you know there's a rolling boycott initiative? This is really dumb, but some group, what is their name? The Economic Blackout Tour. They're targeting some of the largest U.S. retailers in coordinated boycott. So this week, Amazon, you're supposed to boycott Amazon. I think I'll buy some extra this week from Amazon. June 3rd to 10th, Target. McDonald's is supposed to be boycotted the last week of June. Walmart was boycotted in April. General Mills, too. But does this... What is their point? They're trying to point out that these companies aren't paying their fair share of tax. They're paying exactly what the government has asked them to pay. And sometimes the government gives you tax breaks because they want you to do things. They want you to jump through hoops. And these companies jump through the hoops. And now you say, well, we just want them to jump through the hoops. We don't want them actually rewarded for that. So, again, these are just we're populated with weasels from coast to coast and into Alaska and Hawaii, too. What can I say, folks? I stand fighting against the socialists of all parties. That's the theme of today's show. And let's look to the winner side. John Eichelberger Jr. Visited with us for a whole hour yesterday. He's always a winner in my book, and Complete Insurance Services continues its run of record-setting nominations for winners of the week. Way to go, Complete Insurance Services. You know they protect you against the vagaries of risk with integrity and service and, stability. So you can't beat that, as I have found out. But the real winner of the week, the votes are in, Nurses of America. It's National Nurses Week, so to my sister Ruth and our friend Earl and all the nurses that provide such great medical care, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll catch you tomorrow, folks, for Magnificent 7 Thursday.
It's all over, Boomwinkle.